You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning to you, Jenna.
Good morning.
How are we this morning?
Great, thank you.
That is good, and it's nice to see you back in the studio.
I know, it's been a month.
It has been a month, hasn't it? It's been a crazy month of no loose reads with Jenna. Well, what have you brought in today?
So today I've brought a little kind of poetry, fiction-y type book. It's called Lucky Punch by Simone Carmo. She is a Auckland poet, and this is published by Anahera Press, which is a very small Auckland-based press.
Cool.
And so this is, as you can, I'm showing you guys, it's a very slim volume and just like tiny little vignettes, which are dipping in and out of her childhood, growing up in Waterview in Auckland.
Cool.
Sort of 80s. She's got Tongan ancestry, so talking about umus, and there's a lot of and family members and rituals, and there's a lot of repeated imagery of trees and bugs and birds. So it's very visceral and very full of nature, but then like quite personal revelations about love and relationships. And but they're just little snippets, so you get a little.
So it's not too overwhelming if you are like somebody that's kind of starting off reading poetry. It's a really nice way to kind of get into it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think getting into the structure of poetry, where, you know, these are quite solid little paragraphs rather than the, you know, those long, narrow poetry things. That's what
like
I think of when I think of poetry. Yeah. Shakespeare. just casually. But yeah, I thought can I read a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm not a very good poetry reader.
Please
but
do,
I
though.
It would have a taster of what it's like. So I'm sure she would do much better. But this one's called Nurse, and it says, I am best at night when people who outshine me have gone to bed. And I just love that that first line. I think it's really, really awesome. And then she goes on, but the other line that I really like is, only to be taken in the early a.m. with a kiss on the wrong lips. And just quite, you know, it makes me think of like parties and being young. And it's actually quite a heartbreaking story. There's a character in the beginning called Henry, and he pops in
throughout the different poems.
Yeah.
Right.
In and out. And
so it's kind of got some kind of continuity.
That's right.
To it.
Yeah. And there'll be like little words from one poem will link into the other. So yeah,
that's
quite a section on bugs.
That's quite brilliant, because when you do open up a poetry book, you kind of feel like it's really, really kind of jagged, or you stop and you start and you stop and you start, and you kind of have to like find yourself again within the story, I suppose, whereas with this, you just keep on travelling.
So I would read it, from start to finish, because it feels like
it's how you're supposed to.
Maybe she thinks differently, but I just really loved it. I just thought it was really it just felt so like I'm in this place and I'm reading it, and I know, you know, can be very specific about locations and streets and houses and what they were then and what they look like now. And yeah, I think it's a really lovely, you know, if you're starting to look at poetry or be interested in different types of poetry, I think she's a strong voice for New Zealand female poet in Auckland.
And is this her first poetry book that she's published?
I think so, yes. Oh yes, Lucky Punch is her first collection, but she's done a lot of stuff in magazines and you know, literary magazines and collections, and she does open mic on K Road, but I've never seen her. My co-worker bought this in Wellington and was like, we have to order this, I love it, and gave it to me to read. So I think so we've ordered it in.
Brilliant. So it isn't at time out yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is.
It is.
It is. Yeah. This was happened a few months ago. But
and have people been picking it up and being like, "Oh, what is this?"
Yeah, it's really cool. We have this we have this one repeat customer who's a man who comes in and he'll buy any new New Zealand poetry book.
Cool.
So he's like every few months, and then we'll just buy a little stack, which I think is great. I'd love to see them all lined up on his bookshelf.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Highly recommended. Lucky Punch. Simone Carmo.
And is there much New Zealand poetry around? Yeah.
There's a lot. I think so.
But
from
it
what
just,
I can
does
see.
It get like picked up much and read, and do people give much response to it?
I think it has there's a specific audience who reach out to it, but there is quite a strong poetry community. AUP Auckland University Press publish lots of New Zealand poetry, which is really wonderful. And yeah, it's exciting to see it growing. From my point of view, I don't feel like really in the poetry scene, but from the outside it looks really great.
I think it's great that you're bringing in a lot of New Zealand literature, because I mean, I for one don't delve into it as much as I probably should, and I feel like there's a lot of kind of like hesitation with like Kiwi culture when it comes to reading New Zealand literature. Do you
I agree.
Feel the same way?
Yeah, and I was doing a talk at a conference last year, and so I was looking at numbers of what we would sell of our top international fiction book compared to New Zealand fiction book, and it was a huge gap. And so I was like, I thought, well, you know, we sell a lot of books through hand selling, so if I'm reading more New Zealand books, then I'm going to more likely to hand sell it. But I've been really excited with the especially Victoria University Press titles. We've spoken about Ashley Young, and there's a woman called Tracy Slaughter. Her book's called Deleted Scenes for Lovers, that short stories. I love
it. I think we talked about that briefly with Karen.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think, that's something she would like. And actually, Lucky Punch reminded me a bit of Deleted Scenes for Slaughter.
Cool.
Deleted Scenes for Lovers by Tracy Slaughter. But it's... yeah, there's some really cool stuff. Yeah, the younger women who are bringing in the really interesting stuff. So I'd keep your eye out for it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jen, for coming
Thanks.
In. If people want to get this book, Lucky Punch, they can just pop into Time Out.
Yeah, definitely. I'm reading a really giant book, so I needed a wee break. I'm going to review the 850-page book maybe in a few weeks. But this was a nice little break.
850 pages.
I know. Monster.
Holy damn.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.